Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter who has a brand new album out. If I'm not mistaken, the new album is her second full studio album since 2018, and we welcome Taylor Gray to our show. It's great to have you, Taylor.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank
now, the new album is called Twilight Hour.
Yes.
Why did you decide to call the album Twilight Hour?
It's a great question. I think it was kind of twofold. When I was writing the album, it was kind of a look back on the past 10 years of my life and telling stories from kind of pivotal moments growing up. And a lot of that came out of the pandemic and not having current day-to-day inspiration. And so I drew back, and it made me kind of reflect on the process of getting older as a woman in the music industry and how at 25, I'm like, you know, they send you out to pasture a little bit for new artists. So, and which I don't love, obviously, for me personally, but also just for women in general outside of me. And I was kind of thinking like, okay, you know, it's not sunset yet. It's not midnight. Clock hasn't struck 12, but we're reaching the end, and I'm going to throw a Hail Mary. And like, this is my story. This is me saying like, I don't think that rule, which is not obviously not a rule, there are exceptions to it, but I don't love that.
I can't imagine that 25 is already considered old. And I think Beyonce would disagree. At 41, and Taylor Swift, who's in her 30s, and all, and Pink, who's back with a new album, all these artists who've been there forever. 25 is very young. And I know that you were also attending Stanford University and seeking a degree in psychology. Have you completed your studies?
I have, yeah. I graduated over the course of the pandemic, and I'm excited to be done and focusing fully on music. And it's really good to have this be my number one priority.
And it's interesting because a degree in psychology might affect or contribute to your songwriting, since you understand how the human mind works.
It definitely affects my relationships, I will tell you that. And so thusly, it does affect my songwriting, because I think I'm like the therapist friend, you know, the one who always has the advice that maybe you don't want to hear at the time, but you need later. And so that definitely translates into how I conduct myself in relationships and how I view people. And yeah, I like to think I'm pretty understanding and patient and have, you know, well, since growing up, you know, obviously, psychology here, as you age towards 25, your prefrontal cortex is fully developed. so I feel like I've grown up a lot and maybe have different perspectives than I would have at, say, 21.
Mm-hmm. You've got some great frontal lobes, Taylor.
Thank you. Stop.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, Taylor Gray is our guest, and we're talking about Twilight Hour, which is her brand new album. Now, why did you wait 4 years to create a new album? That's a long time in between albums. I know you had an EP, but you know, the last album was 2018, which went on to win an independent award for Album of the Year, and you got Song of the Year as well. So here you are 4 years later.
Yes, it's a great question as well. I think it's a multifaceted answer. Like, obviously, there's school, and I was touring a lot. And as you know, the music industry is so like single based. And so a lot of what I was doing was trying to put out quick singles or music to carry myself along while I was touring for pretty much all of 2019, which I loved and was amazing. And then the pandemic shut everything down. And so I really took a break from music for the better part of 2020. And I worked on growing as a person and kind of letting go of that stress around like writing. And then after, when I started writing again, I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to really write and be honest, because you've done some of the hard self-reflection. And that's kind of why it took a little bit. Obviously, as a new and independent artist, getting back on your feet after a pandemic takes a little while. And but I wouldn't change how long it took.
Mm-hmm. Did the pandemic affect your songwriting at all in any way?
Definitely. Like I was saying in the beginning, when you don't have day-to-day inspiration for, like, you know, for writing, I was like, well, I'm writing songs. I'm going to write. I have sessions. What do I write about? And so I would pull out, I have on my phone, you know, like the voice memo app on iPhone. Mm-hmm. I have maybe 5,000 minimum recordings spanning all the way back to 2012. I've saved them. Those are my prized possessions. Like if anyone steals my phone, that will be like the biggest bummer. But I started scrolling back through and finding things and experiences and songs that I'd written from certain times and being like, this is interesting. Let me do that. I think the oldest one was about losing a friend when I was 14 and a freshman in high school. And yeah, that's called 8 Whole Years. But mm-hmm. That was it really did shift how I thought about songwriting completely.
And there's self-discovery on there too. I think you have a song called Who Am I?
Yes, I do. So
trying to figure out things.
Yeah, that song is really personal to me. And that's another one that I actually took and looked at a voice memo for. I wrote it about my journey recovering from an eating disorder. And I've had that part of the first verse written, and I wrote that like a month and a half into recovery in the beginning of 2018. And the song sucked. It was terrible. It was awful. But I looked at the feelings and I was like, I need to write something about this. I'd always wanted to, and it always felt too raw. And I felt like I couldn't do it. And I would beat myself up about that and be like, why can't I use this, like my experience, my truth as a song? Like that must mean I'm a bad songwriter. And I think what it took was I needed to realize I needed to heal more from it in order to have that ability and insight and reflection to create meaningful art around it. So that's Who Am I.
And so maybe we can get you to do that song right now.
Yes, you can.
What do you know? What a segue. All right, Taylor Gray is going to do Who Am I here on Border Crossings. Taylor Gray.
Haunted from beginnings, I was 7 when you met me, didn't know you very well. And so heaven hit, and so did hell, and I got used to you. Didn't know that I was passive, should have dug up every hatchet, but I let you take my habits and parts of me that weren't yours to lose, and I couldn't get rid of you. I wonder if they could see through my teeth all the lies that I told just to keep you around. But that's done now. All the nights on the bathroom floor weren't words, they're just that I couldn't afford. All the bruises on my knees weren't worth the damage you did to me. I wasted all those days spending money on the picture frames. Now it's empty glass up on the walls. Thinking back, those were the days, but those were the days before everything changed. Everything's changed, now I'm growing old. I wonder if they can see through my teeth all the lies that I told just to keep you around. But that's done now. Oh, all the nights on the bathroom. Damage and now I'm moving on. But this feels heavy, and losing you makes me unsteady. I wanna cut ties, but maybe I'm not ready. I don't know. Oh, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I without you? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I without you? Oh. Thank you for protection, and screw you for demanding perfection. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I without you? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I without you?
That's Taylor Gray, Who Am I? And a lot of self-reflecting in that song from a difficult time in your life. And just looking at you, you're absolutely gorgeous. And so, for you to have any self-doubt would be an interest. I mean, for me, I would look and say, why? Because you can be a role model, you can be a platform for a lot of things, given the business that you're in, and influence a lot of younger people. What advice would you give younger people who are struggling with their own identity, struggling to find themselves, dealing with a difficult situation?
Well, first off, thank you. It's very kind of you. And yeah, I think I would say it's really about, it's not about the person or the body that you're in, right? It's the mind. And that's why eating disorders are classified as a mental health disorder. And so it's really about, I guess I would give the advice of take your time with it if you're struggling with mental health. I wasn't able to get help that meant anything until I kind of hit my rock bottom and said, yeah, it's either I stop this or every single value of mine goes out the window. Like, it's kind of the wake-up call of someone saying, if you keep doing this, you're gonna die, right? And that's really hard. And it's a hard thing to look at and give advice to other people because everyone's journey is so different, right? When you're in it, you don't listen to any, the only person that you're going to listen to really is yourself or your friends and family pulling away and saying, look, we can't see you do this anymore. And for me, it was looking within. So I guess it's just saying, be patient with yourself. And also if you are on the journey of recovery, go easy on yourself. Obviously, eating disorders are different from something like addiction, and I can't speak to that. But for me, I had 2 years of recovery where I relapsed a lot, and I didn't beat myself up about it because that improvement was something. And I think keeping that mentality allowed me to keep trying. And eventually, 2 years later, get to the point where I said, okay, that's my last day. And then I haven't had any relapses for 3 years. And so it is possible. And I know if anyone is out there who is currently struggling, they're going to be like, yeah, that's BS. Because I would have said the exact same thing, And it's the only mind that can change yours is you. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. And it sucks a lot.
Yeah. Well, the philosophy I always try to take is perfection is not a goal. It's just a direction.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Taylor Gray is our guest. Twilight Hour is the new album. And so you have this phone app with thousands of songs. When you go all the way back to when you first started writing songs, I guess at age 12, you ever check out those songs? And what do you think about your first songs?
My earliest recordings are I think a lot of them are my piano covers of Turning Tables by Adele. A solid 100 of them, because that was one of the first songs I learned how to play on piano. But yeah, I mean, they're terrible. They're really bad. But I guess who who expects more from when you're that young? But it is interesting to look back and think about what you're going through at the time and how big problems seem when you're, you know, starting high school or something like that. And I think what I've learned is that it's really, really cool to go back and be like, oh, I can, just because I'm not in this right now doesn't mean the feelings aren't still real and authentic to me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that I can't still use this as a song, you know, like, your life experience is yours forever. So I love harnessing that.
Right. And it's like, as you said, how authentic can you be at 12 singing about heartbreak? I mean, you haven't experienced much of that, maybe a little, but not much. But, you know, your album now deals with heartbreak. It deals with a number of different subject matter. And as I think I read somewhere, you're telling a story and each song is a different kind of a story. And they're all about you and your life and things you've experienced, things you've observed. And so, no, it's a very personal album, obviously.
It is, yeah, and clearly I can't not talk about it. I'm just, well, keep talking about it. But yeah, it's, every song is really personal to me. And that was like my number one goal when curating the album was, okay, I want to make sure these 10 songs are really reflective of who I am and speak to me and are honest to the story that I'm telling and make sense to me to be part of this, like, just general storytelling record. And so that's why each song is so specific. And I hope a lot of them can be applicable to a lot of people and a lot of people's lives and their own stories. But at the end of the day, I really wrote these for me.
It's always dangerous to date a songwriter. You know, I mean, you never know if you're going to end up as a song. Taylor Gray is our guest, and would you do another song for us?
I would love to.
What is this song?
Ever Knew Me.
Ever Knew Me. Here is Taylor Gray on Border Crossings.
Maybe we can meet up, maybe it's in 10 years. I'll say sorry that we ever had to be here. I can't say goodbye. Maybe it's a Monday, I'll meet you on your drive home. It's summer for us, you waiting out in the cold. I can't say goodbye. Ooh, fade into the background, baby. Ooh, I'll fade away, fade away. Here I go again, looking like a silhouette. Make you hate me, 'cause I'm so tired of hating myself. Hey, 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 tell me, is your vision going blurry? Guess I'm right where I belong. And I hope that you forget you ever knew me at all. Racing like a wildfire, running like an idiot. Like I'm a scared little kid again. It makes me wanna die. Do you hate me? Miss me? Question my intentions. So sabotages unintended consequences. Make me feel alive. Ooh, fade into the background, baby. Ooh. Doesn't make it better, even if I didn't mean to bite my tongue. cold again, looking like a silhouette. Told me you hate me, cause I'm so tired of hating myself. Hey, 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 tell me is your vision getting blurry? Cause I'm right where I belong, and I hope that you forget. You ever knew me at all? Ever knew me, ever knew me, ever knew me at all? Ever knew me, ever knew me, ever knew me at all? Ever knew me, ever knew me, ever knew me at all? Oh, oh, oh.
Border Crossing, she's Taylor Gray. That's called Ever Knew Me. Her new album is Twilight Hour. She's our guest today. And so the plan for 2023 for you is what? Touring? Lots of touring?
I'm hoping to. I have some performances lined up that I'm really excited about, and I'm hoping to keep performing. And, you know, fingers crossed there's a tour in there. But I'm excited to see how these songs shake out live. I've done a couple shows, and they've always been really exciting to me with this record specifically. And I'm sure it's just going to feel really different performing songs that I feel so attached to.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool that we're talking to you. It looks like, I'm thinking it's a bedroom. It looks like a bed to your right. And so you fall out of bed and go right to the piano. Now that is a songwriter.
That is also someone who doesn't have a lot of space. But yes.
No, I yes. love it. I love it. You can do your music and then go take a nap and do your music. And it's, you don't have to even leave your room. It's
exactly.
Perfect.
I rarely do.
So you just got a publishing deal, which is a big deal for any artist. So tell me about the publishing deal you just signed.
Thank you. Yes, I did. I'm so excited about it. It's with Regard Music. And the CEO, Sean O'Malley, is super innovative in the way that he does publishing, which is super confusing, I think. The publishing world, you know, as a songwriter and an artist, you get so many sources of, you know, where you collect royalties from and whatnot. And he's so innovative. And I'm really excited to be a part of a group of songwriters. It's been a dream of mine to connect and collaborate and get to work with other people, not just as like a songwriter for songs myself, but for other people or other projects. I think that's super exciting to me because, you know, you can only tell so many stories that are strictly authentic to your life. It's nice to be able to step into someone else's.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody came to you, somebody wiser than me, and said to you, hey, Taylor, I'm sorry, you got to pick songwriting and singing. Which one would you pick? Mm-hmm. Where's your passion? I know you love them both, but you got to pick one.
Songwriting. That was not even a hard question.
Really?
For me. Yeah. I wouldn't be a singer if I wasn't a songwriter. I think Taylor Swift has famously said that, and I agree with that tenfold. I sing because I like sharing my stories and I like performing and connecting with people. And I would continue to do that regardless of whether anyone cared to listen to me, you know.
Did I see that you were classically trained and you sang opera?
Well, you did see that. I'm sure you did. And that is very, I want to stress how not real that is. I was young. I was really, really young. And so I did start out in musical theater and I did do a lot of operettas and stuff like that when I was young. I don't know if I have any of that skill left, but I did do it.
Well, and it is accurate. At least I'm glad we got that right. Taylor Gray is our guest, and Twilight Hour is the new album. And you're going to do another song for us.
I am. I'm going to do one of my favorites of this record, and it's called Idiot. I'm so excited.
Idiot is the name of the song. Here's Taylor Gray.
Guess I'm lucky that I'm hitting all the green lights. Guess I'm lucky you walked into my life. Guess I should be the happiest I've ever been. Is that right? Guess I should be begging on my knees. Cause you're the only one who'd ever get me. Guess I should be the happiest I've ever been. Yeah, right. You twist the knife for weeks, then curse my name when I leave. Stop. He say that he hate me, so baby, why you still calling? He say that I'm crazy, but baby, I would rather be a maniac, psychopath, borderline, car crash, back on meds than back in your bed. If stupid is leaving, I guess I'm just an idiot. Guess you're bitter, I'm better, it's your loss. Guess you're mad, yeah, it's really pissing you off. Without you is the happiest I've ever been in a while. No second guessing, yeah, I made the right call. It's not like I pray for your downfall, but I hope you're the saddest that you've ever been in your life. You say that you hate me, so baby, why you still calling? You say I'm crazy, but baby, I would rather be a maniac, psychopath, borderline, car crash, back on meds than back in your bed. If stupid is leaving, I guess I'm just an idiot. Na 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 na, I'm just an idiot. Na 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 na, I'm just. You twist the knife weeks, but I'm not losing sleep, and from what I see, you're the one that's bleeding. You say that you hate me, so baby, why you still calling? You say that I'm crazy, but baby, just an idiot. Na 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 na, I'm just an idiot. Na 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 na, you're just an idiot.
That's Taylor Gray with Idiot, which is getting a lot of traction, I guess is the word they use in the business. I mean, a lot of people are talking about that song, and you mentioned it's one of your favorites. What was the inspiration behind Idiot?
Yeah, Idiot really is about, you know, when you have a relationship with someone, and I always stress it's not just romantic, right? It could be family, friendship, just a close relationship with someone. You tend to share things about yourself. And for me, I'll share stuff like, hey, I've had struggles with mental health or whatnot. And then later, when you try to set a boundary, or if it's a romantic relationship, break up or something like that, there are some people who will take that knowledge and weaponize it against you and say, well, you're crazy, or all this stuff, and gaslight you and just turn your story into something really falsely negative. And I think that's something that I've been affected with, you know, after being honest. And there's kind of a few ways to go about it. But when I was thinking of writing the song, I was angry. And so I chose more of kind of an anthem around that, about being like, okay, yeah, if I'm crazy, I would rather be any name in the book. Like, you can call me anything you want, and I would rather be that than be with you.
Mm, wow. Well, very profound. There's a good message there. And I know that social media has caused a lot of people a lot of pain. There's many, many stars who, you know, just open up a whole new world of people to haters, to criticize and just hate. And it's caused a lot of people a lot of pain. And so that song resonates. I mean, it's a very, very powerful song. And it's on the new album, right? You know, you can get that on the new album, Twilight Hour from Taylor Gray. Now, speaking of social media, where can people find you on social media? If they want to find your tour schedule, they want to know about you, they want to chat with you, where do they go?
Yes. I am on Instagram as I am Taylor Gray, I spell gray with an E, which I know is very confusing and unfortunate. But it's I am Taylor Gray. Same thing for Twitter. My TikTok is Taylor Gray Music. And Facebook is Taylor Gray. And I post on there a lot. Any sort of update, that will be kind of the first place to go.
And how about, collaborations? Any collaborations on the new album? Or would you like to collaborate in the future with an artist? And who would that artist be?
Okay, there's so many. But right now, I've been so into Holly Humberstone. And I was so bummed because she canceled her tour dates in LA. But I would love to collab with her. There's so many people I collab with. But yeah, I'm that would be a dream come true. Any collaboration, really.
All right. Well, Taylor Gray's a very talented singer-songwriter and performer, and will be going on some tour. I know you've toured a lot, and I know that there's going to be some dates announced in this coming up year now that you have the new album out. So it's a very exciting time, you know, when you give birth to a new album, which is very much a part of yourself. You just can't wait for the world to hear it. So we're so happy to have you on the show today and be able to talk to you and have us with you. And is there any message you'd like to send to the troops who are tuned in? I know we're broadcasting around the world in 100 countries, but the troops are also tuned in.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I don't know what someone like me could send a message to, but I guess I would say to anyone listening, I love you. Someone in the world loves you, and people are here for you.
Thank you, Taylor Gray. The new album is Twilight Hour. My name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.